players are off yesterday, so hopefully we'll have a good good level of energy here. Kind of, you know, restart things today, get back on track. We got you know, three good days here coming up before we take a break, and then, you know, really get ready to get down to Philly. So hopefully we can finish up another chunk of our installation. Keep working on our fundamentals and things that we've already installed, and just start doing a little more teamwork and have things come together a little bit more, so we're ready to go down and compete against the Eagles next week. Just grinding through it. Just grinding through camp.
Have you gotten to the point in camp where maybe you get to see how guys are responding to some higher levels of stress?
Sure. Yep. I mean, we add more every day, and of course they're responsible for all the stuff that we had in, plus all the new stuff, all the multiples that can happen. So it gets a little bit harder each day. And then, of course, physically, there's the kind of wearing down effect physically and mentally too. So you know, it's what the team needs to develop mental toughness and staying power, and, you know, to get into a football, regular season football kind of mode. So, yep, we see all those things.
When you drafted Jamie Collins, there was a lot of talk about how he played safety and then off the line linebacker, then defensive end, the guy who can do a lot of different things. To this point, what have you maybe sort of learned from working with him for five practices now in terms of where he might be the best fit for you?
I don't know where that'll be. We'll keep doing things with him. We've asked him to do a number of different things. He's a versatile player. We'll get a good look this week from all the young guys against the Eagles, and next week against Tampa, see how it all comes together. I don't think now's really the time to start formulating game plans or anything. We'll just try to let everybody take their reps, compete, and see how it all turns out. But he is a versatile player.
Is Dobson good to go, or is he still out?
We'll see. It's like we do with all the players, take them out there and stretch them, warm them up, get them going, and see how it goes. If they're ready to do more, then we'll put them into more drills. If they're not, then we'll take them and rehab them and try to get them ready for the next day. So.
Yeah, you guys let Nick McDonald go yesterday. What do you see from your interior offensive line group right now in terms of the depth there and the players that are working there?
Well, it's probably not as deep as it's been, you know, at other times. But I feel like the guys we have there are working hard. And like everything else, we'll just have to see how it all comes together.
Green have a little bit of center experience, or is he more of a pure guard?
Yeah, I'd say more of a guard.
Bill, good afternoon. How would you assess your own performance thus far in camp?
Personally?
Yeah.
Long way to go. Long way to go. Started, but we got all the coaches, myself included, I mean, we all have to get ready for the season. And this is part of it for us, too. Getting back into the coaching, teaching mode, start getting ready for, you know, game situations, decisions, some of that we do on the field. So, yeah, we're all in that boat. We're all starting all over again.
We talked about versatility with defense. As important as it's always been, is it even more important based on increased versatility of offenses around the league, what offenses are trying to do?
Well, you've got to be able to stop what they do. So, however you do that. But, you know, versatile players are good. Good players are good. You know, some guys are real good at the things that they do. That's really important, too. Some guys have versatility. That's good, but it's all right to just be able to do one thing. If you can do it well, that's okay too.
Bill, from what you've noticed from Julian, how much did whatever he was dealing with that started him on PUP here for camp affect his work in the off season? Obviously, he has background in the system, so it's not like he missing out on learning that he didn't have, but how much did that affect him?
Wasn't able to do much, and he hasn't done anything in camp. I mean, other than work individually with the trainers and stuff. I mean, you know, he watches and goes to the meetings, but he can't participate in anything. So I certainly don't think it puts him ahead. I mean, we got other guys that are out there working, playing, practicing. So I don't think, you know, he's got some ground to make up. We'll see how it goes.
Try to explain the biggest or one of the biggest advantages to the joint practices with other teams.
Evaluate your players against different guys than the ones you're looking at every day.
Does it give you an added tool in order to evaluate guys, you know, that portion of the camp, you know, being able to go against other teams like that?
Right. I mean, you know, you work against your guys, you see those matchups, now you get a different set of matchups, different skills and different techniques, whatever the other teams are doing. I mean, they don't have the exact same system that we have. A lot of times it's quite different, so you get to see your player against a different type of scheme as well as against different type players. So that's all valuable. You can work on situation things from a scheme standpoint. Again, you work on them against your defense but or your offense, whatever it is, and then you work on them against a different team, and they play it differently than you do, or they adjust to it differently than you do, so you know, it makes you react to something a little bit different. That's the way it is every week, so I think there's a lot of advantages to it. You see that in the game, but you just see more of it in practice. You know, 4 days worth of practice is it's a lot of reps, a lot of opportunities to evaluate your team and your scheme versus one night of preseason. Sometimes you get certain looks, but then there's sometimes you miss out on things depending on how the game goes and how the matchups on the field are, substitutions and so forth. So, yeah, I just think you get a longer look at it. I mean, the key thing is being able to work together with the other team. And we did that. It was, you know, great with Tampa last year and New Orleans. And I think it'll be good against Philadelphia. So as long as you get a good cooperative practice, and I think both sides are getting a lot out of it.
In Chip Kelly's system at Oregon?
Well, I mean, we signed a few players here to give an opportunity to compete in camp. We know they're coming in late. They don't have a great background in our system, so we'll evaluate them on that basis and just take it from there. We did that with a couple other guys last week with Sims and Ashford, guys like that, so we'll just see how it goes.
This weekend, Bill Parcells is getting inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I was curious, just you were in Cleveland at the time, and he was hired here, but just if you could share your thoughts on what you remember from what he did here, obviously competing against the Patriots, and just his career in general.
Well, my career in general, he coached four different franchises and was with five different franchises. Pretty much every one he came into was not doing very well when he got there. Either they were at the bottom or close to it. And he made them all pretty competitive in a very short amount of time. Several cases the first year. So, two Super Bowls in New York. And that franchise really wasn't, hadn't done a lot in a while. Great coach, great evaluator, does a great job with his team in whatever capacity it was. When he was the coordinator under Coach Perkins, head coach, his other administrative duties at Miami most recently. But a lot of respect for Bill, learned a lot from him. Glad I had the opportunity to work with him and work for him. And certainly well-deserved. Patriots was definitely an example of a team that was at pretty much rock bottom when he got here. Rejuvenated the franchise. We competed against him in Cleveland, but again, he made the Patriots very competitive in a short amount of time. Put him into a strong position. 96, we won the AFC. We had a good young football team here that came up just a little bit short against Green Bay. I think he certainly deserves a lion's share of putting that team together and the whole program together during that period of time. So I don't know if we'd go on and on, but I think, you know, all the accolades for Bill are well deserved. And I personally value his friendship and have a lot of respect for him as a person and as a football coach / football person. It's not just coaching, it's beyond that with him.
Is Edelman going to be practicing today?
He's been cleared to come off PUP, so we'll see. All right.